Welcome, everyone,
What's up,
to
everybody?
Hot Takes.
You're listening to Hot Takes right here on the Wessex Wire podcast. And
yeah, we're going to be talking about the stuff that really gets us going.
Grinds our gears.
Rustles our jimmies. So
punctures our turnips.
We've got, it's actually tramples our turnips.
It's tramples our turnips.
Yes.
My bad, guys.
So we have a timer set up here for 2 minutes. We're going to be talking about different types of food and or food-related hiccups in life that just piss us off the most. So
there's
we got
so
2
many.
Minutes here. We're going to get it started with grapes with seeds.
My question is why? I don't understand. You have a good grape going. Why can't you just take out the seeds? It disrupts the whole flow of the grape. When you're trying to chew, there's those seeds you're trying to avoid. And I'd understand if it was a fruit that you knew there were seeds in.
I didn't even know there were
seeds.
No,
I don't think I've ever seen a grape with
they have grapes
actually
with
seeds in them.
Which are is, they, why would you get that if
why would you even
seedless?
Purchase that?
Right,
that would
exactly.
not even be a thing in my mind.
Are these strawberry seeds, like small seeds?
No,
or
these
are
like
avocado size, you know.
Not avocado. Big.
Avocado size, that's like a not, ball.
No, not avocado. It's like, if I had to compare it, it'd be like a popcorn kernel.
Oh, that's horrible.
In a grape, like
to be
three
honest,
of them.
I don't like grapes. I feel like I'm eating eyeballs when I eat a grape, so I don't even know if I struggle with this, but I feel like that's really annoying.
It's just, it doesn't
it just
make
sounds
sense
unpleasant.
To me. Yeah, it's really not pleasant.
Because like, if you're like an avid grape eater,
right,
and
which I am,
you don't know that there are grapes or seeds
surprise.
In the grapes, and then
you, can't see
you take that bite, and there's just like this crunchy,
yeah.
just
I feel like
nasty.
I'd be really upset.
It's yeah. just like, what is this?
Right.
Seeds.
Seeds in my grape.
I never knew this.
I know.
Like, why?
It just not a lot of people know about it, which is so crazy.
Do they actually sell them in like ShopRite and like the supermarket?
Oh yeah, Costco, ShopRite.
I don't know who would actually purchase those. That sounds like
my
just
mom
a waste
got
of money.
Them on accident one time. The worst mistake anybody in my family has ever made.
That is the worst.
Do you know? Is it in both green and purple grapes?
Yeah, they.
Damn. So it's not even like we have an alternative
can't
here.
Even decipher.
No.
Yeah, no.
You're just going in blindsided, like.
Yeah. You don't know what to expect because you have the shell, the little like
yeah.
skin on top, covering
yeah, eyeball skin.
Yeah, and you don't know what's inside.
I can't do grapes.
Man, that's terrible. But now we know. So there we go. I gotta fix that. So next one, which is a doozy, I think for all of us. Let's talk about the juice in ketchup.
Ew. Jeez. That is literally the most frustrating thing ever. When I'm like. Hot plate of fries in front of me, super excited. I go to drizzle ketchup on top, and literally juice is squirted on my fries.
Then your
are
fries
you
are soggy. There's no, like, enjoyment.
It's not good. Ketchup is supposed to be thick.
Right.
And yeah. then I have a tomato juice on my fries. Why don't I just take a tomato and squeeze it over my french fries?
You know what's a good idea? What Mr. Hermosilla said the other day, squeeze it out into the sink, or if you have, like, a garbage can near you before, so that the juice comes out and you don't have to worry.
Yeah, but I'm,
sometimes
like,
you
I'm
think
too excited in the moment.
It
well, yeah, yeah. And, I mean, what I don't understand is, like, even when you do shake the ketchup
the
bottle, like,
out.
You know, 2 minutes, 5 minutes, you know, try making. Cause,
5 minutes,
because
making sure that ketchup
everyone,
is not juicy.
Yes, because everyone is fearing for that liquid that comes out because it's just so disgusting.
And, what
and
is
it's
it
so
really?
Off-putting.
I don't know what it is and
it's
why there is
water.
Juice in ketchup.
It's not water. It's
not
tomato juice.
It's just a weird,
it's
cloudy mix of something.
It's not. It doesn't look attractive.
It happens
doesn't.
In mustard, too, though. Have you ever had it
yeah,
happen
yeah, yeah.
in mayo?
It's not just ketchup.
Oh,
dude.
No. It happens in mayo?
It happened once
oh,
in mayo
stop.
To me. And let me just tell I was putting it on my bread because I was having a nice turkey sandwich. And
oh.
juice came out of my mayo. Oh, my God. It ruined my day. It ruined my
and
day.
Mayo is kind of already gross. As it is.
False. Mayo is a
no, but
creation
I could see,
made from God.
I could see how people would be more grossed out by mayo than ketchup. Let's be frank. I mean.
Yeah, I mean, I guess you could say that, but I mean, both condiments serve two totally different purposes, you know.
That's true.
Ketchup's for the.
Mustard. That happens in mustard, too.
Fried goodness of,
I
you
love
know.
Condiments. I put ketchup and mayo on anything that I have the chance to put ketchup and mayo
like
on.
Like, together?
Oh, yeah, people mix. And
oh,
they put,
on a, my
yeah.
burger,
yeah,
my condiments are ketchup, mayo, mustard, barbecue sauce.
Oh, my God.
One day, I need you guys to just try it. Delicious.
Okay, well, there we go.
The juice is gross.
Yes,
come
it
to
is.
Conclusion.
That's right. So number three, and this one's going to grind Sam's gears a little bit. Cottage cheese.
Oh my God. It's literally the grossest thing ever. It smells. I don't get what is attractive about it. It doesn't taste good. Who's eating that? What are you putting it on?
Anything that has bacteria and is deteriorating as you're eating it, I think is a little gross.
Like, why don't you just go into the forest and just scoop up some fungus, put that on your food? What even is, I don't understand the purpose of it.
And it's so inconsistent. Part of it is chunky, the other part's watery. That's another watery thing.
It looks like curdled milk.
Yeah.
It looks like the stuff that's found in curdled milk. And I don't understand what is appealing about it.
I think, and you know what? A lot of people put grapes with their cottage cheese.
Could you imagine
seeded grape?
Seeded grape and cottage cheese, That's like going to be the new fad.
That's a nightmare. That's a straight up nightmare.
That is the meal you eat when you enter the gates of hell.
Yes, that is what they force
that's
you to
eat. That's
what
they feed you. That's what the cafeteria serves in hell.
Oh my God.
And cottage cheese. Oh my God.
That's just
incredible.
That is incredible. I'm looking up some cottage cheese recipes right here.
What would you put cottage cheese to make it
lemon
taste
cottage
good?
Cheese pancakes?
Sweet corn
blintzes with cottage cheese. Like
people
I feel like cottage cheese is like the alternative to ragout.
No.
It's not. It's the healthy alternative, maybe, but it's not the good one.
It's not an alternative. It is just. That's like when someone hands you an oatmeal cookie and you expect it to be a chocolate chip cookie.
That's true.
What?
That's true.
Are you
kidding? That's always a disappointment.
We didn't even have that on there, but that is just a huge thing that grinds my gears. Yeah. But that is a different topic for a different day.
Absolutely.
I think people put cinnamon on it to give it a different taste. But even
cinnamon
when
on cheese?
Yes.
But why are you trying to mask the taste of something? Just don't eat it.
But even when
if it tastes that bad, just do not eat it.
The taste can't save the texture, though.
Oh, God.
You can't recover texture with taste. It's just not going to happen.
That's right. Oh, well. Cottage cheese is Satan's meal. That's
yes.
what we learned.
Yes.
All right. This next one comes from a friendly snack that all of us probably still eat, even though it was big on us as a child. But we're going to talk about Cheetos. And as everybody knows, Cheetos comes with a price, though they are the best. And
you think they're innocent little Cheetos. You think that they're not going to do anything. Just wait till you finish the bag and you look at your fingers. What do you find, Michael, when you finish a bag of Cheetos?
Residue from all the excess cheese, the cheese, the processed, you know, whatever that they use
the dust
for
that
it.
They put on it that we pretend is cheese.
Yeah. I have to ask, what do you do, both of you, with your Cheeto cheese after? There are people who lick it off of their fingers, and there are people
people that lick it off of their fingers is just disgusting because it's not hygienic.
It doesn't come off.
I mean, you have to you have to like suck on your finger. You can't just lick your finger.
You
gotta
scrape your teeth with
your
finger. Because it's not like most chips, you have like the salt or like whatever powder is on the thing and you can like lick it off your fingers and it'll come right off.
Right.
Cheetos, it dyes your skin.
It
so straight
up
like you gotta you gotta wash your hands several times, maybe even Purell. Like that's
the worst.
Not something that's coming off easily.
The worst. If you guys are into the Flamin' Hot Cheetos.
Oh God.
I've never had
red fingers.
The red fingers, but like even when you like vigorously wash your hands and try and get it off, it stays on your fingers for a good few days.
It stays under your fingernails too.
Yeah,
or
it's
it literally
nasty.
Looks like you're bleeding.
So it's not the residue, it's the color that stays on.
The dye in the fake cheese literally dyes your skin.
Wow.
I came home from school one day because I had gotten Flamin' Hot Cheetos one day from the cafeteria and my mom's like, "What the hell happened to your hands?" And I'm like,
Cheetos.
Just wanted a snack, you
that's
know?
That's sad, though. You think you're eating something that's somewhat made from not a ton of chemicals.
And it's made from a ton of chemicals.
Everything is made from a ton of chemicals.
Yeah, unfortunately. But we're going to move on to our last topic here, and we're going to be talking about popcorn kernels. So.
Oh, God. It's
popcorn
so disrespectful.
I love popcorn. Great snack.
Popcorn
it's healthy.
Is...
It's filling. It's, you know, fibrous or whatever they call it.
Fibrous.
But the thing is,
sounds like a Greek goddess.
Yeah.
The thing is, when you finish your popcorn, you have kernels galore in your teeth.
It's like
every
I said,
little
it's
crevice.
Disrespectful.
Every crevice. Think about that. How many teeth do we have?
32.
No, think about all 32 crevices of your teeth.
Crevices. I hate that word.
Filled with the
spaces,
kernel.
Spaces. Well,
spaces. Just.
And then in your throat, you got, like, kernels hanging from your tonsils and stuff.
Oh, my God. The worst is when you got a kernel, like, stuck in your throat and you literally can't get it out. It feels like it's clawing
you. You're hacking like an animal.
You're literally hacking. You're going to vomit in the movie theater.
There's no saving yourself, really.
I mean, I remember when we all used to have braces, if you did have braces. And, you know, everyone always used to be the rebel and, you know, eat everything that the doctor told you you couldn't. Laffy Taffy. Gum, even.
Oh, my God. I love Laffy Taffy.
So, popcorn and... When I would eat popcorn and was not expecting to chew on a nice, solid, round kernel and just broke one of my brackets.
Ooh, those
God, brackets. That's horrible.
Oh, yeah. Plus, I was on vacation, so I couldn't even, like, worry about it, and I was always, like, anxious about it. I was like, oh, my God, my bracket's broken. Like,
so were you scared of popcorn?
Well, I didn't eat it for quite some time because...
What is that butter they give us, too, at the movie theaters?
It's not a butter. That's not butter. It's like
it's a butter flavor.
It's a butter-based... Did you watch 13 Reasons Why?
Yeah,
it's a butter-based something. Because it's not real. It's like, it's not even melted butter.
So you have kernels in your teeth.
It's probably like
butter
fat.
Base. I'm doing air quotes right now. Butter base going down your system.
It's probably like melted fat that they just pour over it. But I mean, Americans are fat, so it's
whatever it is, it's, you know.
It's delicious.
It is, but it does the job. But now we know
there
that
are some flaws with popcorn. Hate to admit it, but.
Yes, we know that. And with that. That's going to do it for us here on the food categories here on Hot Takes. So if you guys have any food-related
grievances,
that's a good one, grievances that you have, please leave a comment on our blog page. It's www.hottakes.edgyblogs.org.
Thanks for listening, everyone.
And we'll make sure that we get your replies on our show next week.
For sure.
So for Sam and Sophia, I'm Mike, and thanks for stopping. We'll see you next week.